Elizabeth heard Mary scream, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" For at the moment the sound of your reading reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The other evening, as I was looking through my Facebook timeline, I came across a posting from a friend, and I thought it was a good way to kind of start out this homily tonight. And she wrote, So I would like to remind you that there are people, for whatever reason, are not looking forward to Christmas. Some people are not surrounded by large, wonderful families. Some of us have problems during the holidays and are overcome with great sadness when we remember the loved ones who are not with us any longer. For many, it is their first Christmas without a particular loved one, and many others lost loved ones at Christmas. And many people have no one to spend these times with and are besieged by loneliness. We all need caring, loving thoughts right now. That is the reason why we offer this Mass on the longest night. In our first reading, the prophet Zephaniah spoke to God's chosen people. These people were in exile. They felt abandoned by their God. They felt alone and afraid. What was the message that the prophet offered the people? It was not one of a military victory, nor was it even a quick return to the promised land. Rather, he offered God's presence. "Fear not, be not discouraged. The Lord your God is in your midst." This message struck the hearts of the people and gave them strength to persevere during those years of exile. One of the things that we discussed and were taught in seminary was about a ministry of presence. We were reminded people come to us and we can't fix whatever problems they have. After all, I cannot bring back anyone's deceased loved ones. So the ministry of presence is about being there, sharing their pain, assuring them that they do not have to go through this alone. It is a ministry of accompaniment. Soon after college, I attended the funeral of someone who married a high school classmate of mine. Now, he took his own life. As I approached his wife at the funeral home, I realized I had nothing to say. None of the usual words of comfort made any sense. Instead, with tears in my eyes, I said I was sorry and hugged her. There was no magic words that evening. There was nothing that could take away the hurt, the anger, the out and out despair that she felt. And yet, by the outpouring of support, by people physically being present, by people being there, she was strengthened by that presence, not by what was said. And so tonight, I have no magic words to say that will make any pain that you're experiencing go away. But you came to celebrate this Mass with us because you know of the love of this parish family. But most importantly, you know of the Christ's love for you. Around us are the images of the Stations of the Cross. I spoke of a ministry of presence. One of the terrible things that Jesus endured, yes, the physical suffering, but he also endured being abandoned by his closest friends. He also endured walking these stations, this way of the cross, by himself. He alone carried that cross. Yes, he encountered his mother Mary at one point along the way. Yes, he encountered the women who weep for him. But then he passed by them, continuing on that journey by himself. Because he knew at the end of that journey was not the close, but a beginning of a new life. Not just a new life for him, but a new life for us all. The resurrection that is promised at our baptism is the gift that he won for us by walking the stations of the cross and giving up his life on that very cross. And he makes a promise now. He promises each and every one of us, no matter what crosses you have to carry, you will not do it as I did alone, but I will be standing alongside of you, helping you carry that cross on your own road to Calvary. I am with you always until the end of time, he promised. And the way that he makes that promise come to fulfillment, the way that he accompanies us throughout our life, is by truly being present here in the Eucharist. We are about ready to receive Christ's real presence. We are about ready to take in our Savior. The promise that he makes to be with us is the basis for our hope as Christians. I pray that you will bring your pain and sorrow to him, the one who walked that way of the cross already, so that he can accompany you as he prepares to welcome us all into eternal life in heaven.